It's great to be together tonight. On Sunday nights, our order of service is that we have a brief kind of a Bible class with everybody in here together. So it's a little informal Bible study with folks of all ages. So it's a time to be able to interact. We call this Soldiers of Christ. And right now we're going through a study of the life of Jesus. And so we have some cards that we've put together that have questions and answers on them with some key facts, some key chapters, some memory verses, some key locations, things like that. They're divided up into different levels of questions. And so if you would like to have a copy of those for your own study, you can. There are some up here on the front pew. You can get those after services tonight. But we're in the midst of a study about the life of Jesus, and we're going to be in this for a while because we just want to kind of savor as we go what we want to learn from the life of Jesus in these short Bible studies that we have. So, if I were to ask you, what's the theme of the whole Bible? Jesus Christ. So, from Genesis through Revelation, that's what it's all about. And so you read through the Old Testament. The Old Testament says someone is what? Coming. I get to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tell me someone is here. And the rest of the New Testament says someone is coming again. That's the whole Bible. Did you know that, David? Someone is coming. Someone is here. Someone is coming again. All right, so that's the whole Bible. Who is the someone? Jesus Christ. All right, so I want you to get your Bibles and go to John chapter 1 tonight, okay? We're going to be talking tonight about the first disciples. The first disciples. Disciple, what kind of word is that? That's a word you don't use very often, right? When you go to work tomorrow, you're going to talk about disciples? When you go to school tomorrow, are they going to ask you about disciples? Probably not. And so disciple is one of those special words that we use in a church setting. What is this word all about? John chapter 1 is going to tell us what this word is all about. So at the top of the screen, behold, oh, that's backwards. That should be over here. How did that get backwards? Oh, well, somebody put it in there backwards. You know who that somebody is? He's holding the laser pointer right here. So the answer is over here. So I guess I was in Jeopardy mode. I was in Jeopardy mode, and I put the answer on the left, and I put the question on the right. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So John's description, when John saw Jesus, how did John describe him? Open book test on the left-hand side of the screen. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You think the people understood what that meant when he said that? Behold the who? The Lamb of God. Have you ever pointed at somebody and called them a lamb? Be careful how you answer that. Have you ever heard somebody called a lamb? On the outset, do you think that's a nice thing to call somebody? Could you think of nicer things to call them? You could think of worse things to call them. Why did John call Jesus the Lamb of God? He was the sacrifice. Those Jews under the Old Testament, what did they offer as sacrifices? Oh, they'd have that lamb that they would offer. And what's Jesus? He's better than that little lamb. He's the Lamb of God who's not just going to cover over man's sins. He's going to take away man's sins forever. So here's what I want us to do. I want us in John chapter 1. I want us to figure out what does it mean to be a disciple. I know we could kind of bat that around a little while. Let's just look in John chapter 1, verse 29. What does John say about Jesus in John chapter 1, verse 29? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. What was John's job? John the Baptist, what's his job? He's the forerunner of Jesus, sent to baptize people. That's why we call him John the Baptizer. He's the forerunner of Jesus. He's preparing the way. And so when he sees Jesus, he says, that's the man. This is the someone who is coming. This is the Lamb of God who's going to take away the sins of the world. And they may not have understood what that meant, but all of a sudden, some of them started becoming his disciples. Let's see Let's see what a disciple does, all right? And I don't know if we've got enough. I think we've got enough. We'll figure out if we've got enough kids to make this go right. Here's what a disciple does. You got your Bibles? We're going to let the Bible tell us what a disciple does. John chapter 1. Oops, let me put this up here. Disciple, there we go. All right, John chapter 1, verse 35. The next day, John stood with two of his disciples. And what did he do? What did he do in verse 36? You know what a disciple of Jesus does? A disciple of Jesus looks to Jesus. That's what John did in verse 36. John looked to Jesus. So, Mr. David over here, Mr. David Bound, I want you to tell me, Mom will help you, what does a disciple do? Looks to Jesus. That's what I want you to get, bud. What does he do? So, if I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus, what do I need to do? All right, I got to look to Jesus. All right, we got that? That's number one. If you're going to be a disciple of Jesus, you got to look to Jesus. What if I look somewhere else? What if I take my eyes off of him? What happened to Peter when he took his eyes off of Jesus? Good stuff or bad stuff? Depends on whether he's a good swimmer or not, right? Bad stuff. You got to look to Jesus. All right, keep reading. Verse 36, looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, what's the first word that John says? First word, behold. What does that mean? Look. So first, John looked to Jesus. And then John pointed with his words. He pointed to Jesus. Sophie, I want to ask you, if I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus, if I'm going to be a disciple, hang on, David, if I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus, what do I need to do? Okay, I got to look to Jesus. All right, but after I've looked to Jesus, Sophie, what else do I need to do? Excellent. Wow. Jace is reading Sophie's mind. Do you read people's minds, Jace? You're wow, that's awesome. Sophie, you got to be careful. Jace is reading your mind, okay? Watch out. All right, Sophie, you got to point to Jesus, right? That's what a disciple does. All right, so keep reading here. Looking at Jesus, you got to look to Jesus if you're going to be a disciple. Behold, that's his words. With his words, what is he telling these people? Hey, look over here. He's pointing at Jesus. If you're going to be a disciple, you got to point to Jesus, don't you? What if you're not pointing to Jesus? Verse 37. The two disciples who were with John, they heard him speak, and so what did they do? You got to follow Jesus. What's a disciple do? David, what does a disciple do? He does what? Looks to Jesus. Sophie, what does a disciple do? Points to Jesus. Rod, what else does a disciple do? Follows Jesus. If I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus, I've got to leave everybody else. Here was John. Whoa, that'd be pretty cool to follow John, but what's better than John? Jesus. I've got to get after him. Look at verse 43 real quick. I think it's verse 43. Is it verse 43? What does Jesus tell? Following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee. He found Philip. And what did he say to Philip? What does the disciple do? Follows him. And that word that's used there means you got to continually follow me. Not just come with me today. Don't just follow me to Starbucks so we can get something and then you can go and do whatever you want after that. You got to keep following me. Over and over and over. That's what Jesus is saying in verse 43. All right. Drop down to verse 38. So Jesus turns to these two guys who start following him. And seeing them following, Jesus said to them, what do you seek? That's a pretty good question. What if Jesus asked you, hey you, what do you want? I mean, that's what he's saying, right? What do you seek? What do you want? What are you after? They said to him, Rabbi, which is to say, when translated teacher, where are you staying? What did these guys want to know? I mean, that's you might say that's kind of a private. What'd you say? Lamb of God. That's what he's called. That's what John called him, the Lamb of God. These guys are saying, where are you staying? We might think that's kind of a private question. I mean, if you were in some place and somebody said, hey, where are you staying? Would you be like, not telling you. I don't know who you are. What's their deal? They're not asking, you know, are you staying at this motel or are you staying at this motel? I'm just curious. Look at what happens in verse 39. He said to them, what does he say to them? Jesus says three words. Come and see. We're going to talk about that more in a minute. So they came and saw where he was staying. And what did they do when they got there? They remained there. If I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus, David, if I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus, what do I got to do? Look to Jesus. He got that piece of candy in his mouth. You got to look to Jesus. Sophie, if I'm going to follow Jesus, or if I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus, what do I got to do? Point to Jesus. Rod, what do I got to do? That was not as loud as your first time. All right, Rod, one more time. What do I got to do? That was slightly a half a decibel higher. All right, Trevin. Trevin, if I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus, what else do I need to do? There we go. I got to spend time with him. When they come and say, where are you staying? It wasn't some, you know, secretive trying to figure it out because they're going to come and TP his hotel room. They're trying to figure out, we want to spend time with you. How can we make that happen? Have you ever done that? This says they just went and spent the rest of the day with Jesus. Have you ever just went and spent the rest of the day with Jesus? Just sat down, opened the Bible, and didn't do anything else but just spend time with Jesus. Can we be a disciple? Can we be a disciple of Jesus if we don't spend time with Jesus? Verse 40. One of the two, close. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was who? Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. So when Andrew found out about Jesus, he went and he did what? He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah. If you're going to be a disciple of Jesus, David, if you're going to be a disciple of Jesus, what do you got to do? You're getting the biggest workout on this because you're in the number one slot here, bud. All right. So you've got to look to Jesus. Sophie, what do you got to do? Point to Jesus. Rod? Did you say it? Follow Jesus. Trevin, what do I got to do? I got to spend time with Jesus. Lucas, coming at you. All right, so Lucas, if I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus, what else do I need to do? I need to talk about Jesus. I got to talk about Jesus. When Andrew learned about Jesus, could he keep it to himself? When you know about Jesus, you can't keep it to yourself. Do you notice the word first in verse 41? When he learned about Jesus, did he say, well, you know, I got to run some errands. I got to run some errands, you know, and if I'm not too busy later on, maybe I'll see if I can find Peter. Doesn't say that, does it? Says he did something first. The first thing he did was to talk about Jesus. And so this shows that he was enthusiastic about it. It shows he's not going to wait to do it. He's got to go and find his brother, and he's got to make sure that his brother knows about Jesus. So, verse 42. What did Andrew do in verse 42? He brought Peter to Jesus. Do you see this progression of things? We're just letting the Bible tell us what a disciple is. Do you see the progression of things here? What does it take to be a disciple? David, what do I need to do to be a disciple? Look to Jesus. Sophie, what do I need to do to be a disciple of Jesus? Point to Jesus. Rod? Follow Jesus. Trevin? Spend time with Jesus. Lucas? I got to talk about Jesus. But after I've talked about Jesus, verse 42, you got your hand up, bud. What do you got to do? Do I have it up there? Yep. Bring people to Jesus. I've got to talk about him, and then I've got to bring people. I've got to get people into the presence of Jesus. And when I get people in the presence of Jesus, what's he going to do? What does he do for Peter? Look at verse 42. Peter gets in the presence of Jesus. He's not even Peter yet. When Jesus looked at him, he said, you are Simon, the son of Jonah. But now you're going to be called Cephas, which is translated a stone. When you bring people to Jesus, what's he going to do? He's going to change them. When somebody comes into the presence of Jesus and gets to know who Jesus is, Jesus is going to change them. Is he going to give them a new name? Going to give them a... When you're baptized into Christ, you get a whole new name. And so Jesus looks, oh, yeah, yeah, you're David. Yeah, yeah, you're Mary, and you're Jackie, you're Novell. But you know what? You're going to be called Christian. Now, I know we have some Christians by name in this congregation. That population of Christians by name has grown some in recent weeks. But he's talking about you're going to get to wear the name of Christ. If you're a disciple, you got to bring people to Jesus so that not you, so that Jesus can change them. All right? Keep reading. Verse 43, following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, follow me. Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip, are you with me in verse 45? Philip found Nathanael and said to him, who's Nathanael? You read some listings of the disciples and you don't even find the name Nathanael there. Sometimes when you read listings of disciples, you'll find somebody else's name instead of the name Nathanael there. You might find the name of Bartholomew, believed to be the same person. Nathanael, Bartholomew. Well, why would they have a different name? What did Jesus call Simon up in verse 42? Simon what? Son of Jonah. Remember how else he used that word in Matthew 16? Simon Bar Jonah. What does that little prefix bar mean? You're the son of Jonah. Well, what does Bartholomew mean? That may not even be his name. That just may indicate that that's who his father is. Maybe his real name is Nathanael. Anyway, off track. Verse 45. Philip found Nathanael, said to him, we have found who? Him. What do you notice about the him in your Bible? Oh, it's capitalized. Does that help you? Aren't you glad translators do that in some of the newer translations? We have found him. Yeah, but how do we know it's him? I mean, you can say we found him, but how do you know it's him? What do they do? We have found him whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. What if I'm going to be a disciple, I've got to spend some time with Jesus. I've got to bring people to Jesus. But if I'm going to be a disciple, what did he just do? In order to bring somebody to Jesus, he said, we found him. And then he used the Bible. He used the Bible to help explain who Jesus is. So if I'm going to be a disciple, David, all right, David, help me out. If I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus, what do I got to do? I got to look to Jesus. Sophie, what do I got to do? Point to Jesus. I heard her whisper it. Rod, what do I got to do? Follow Jesus. Trevin? Spend time with Jesus.
Talk about Jesus.
Awesome. Say it again. Bring people to Jesus. Caleb? I've got to use the Bible to tell about Jesus. Can I do that? Can I open my Bible and show people about Jesus and who he is and what he's done? I can do that. I've got the ability to do that. All right, we still there? I think we got two more on the list. Keep reading. That was verse 45. Verse 46. Nathanael said to him. So Philip comes to find Nathanael and says, hey, we found him, the one that Moses has been talking about. Now, these guys were ready for this. They knew the Bible. They knew what Moses had written. They knew what the prophets had written. They had been waiting. Wait a minute. What's the Old Testament about? Someone is what? Coming. They'd been waiting for this someone to come. And what Philip is saying when he gets over there is, we found the someone who is coming. And so Nathanael says to him, really? Can anything good, verse 46, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Boy, Philip was stumped, right? I mean, Nathanael just turns this back on him and asks him a question. And Philip is like, I don't know what to say. I mean, you've thrown me for... Can anything good have come out? I guess I'll stop bothering you. Three words. Three words that he says. Can we say these words? You just invite them. That's all he's doing. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? All right, you've stumped me. You know what? How about you just come and see for yourself? Can't we do that? All right, so if I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus, David, if I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus, what do I got to do? Look to Jesus. Sophie, You got to point to Jesus. Right? Follow Jesus. Say it again. Bring people to Jesus. Caleb? Levi? Levi, here's these big words. What do you do? Invite people to Jesus. Can I do that? Can you do that? I just need to invite somebody to Jesus. Is that something that all of us can do? Are those three one-syllable words, come and see? Can I call myself a disciple if I'm not really willing to say, come and see? Can I call myself a disciple if I don't do any of these up here? All right, last thing. Last thing. So he just says, come and see. So Jesus saw Nathanael coming. Verse 47, keep reading with me. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no guile, is no deceit. Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? We've never met. Jesus answered and said to him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Do I need to say that if I'm going to be one of his disciples? Absolutely need to say that. All right, one more time through. Nine things, and we're just, disciples, one of those words. What does this even mean? Nine things that this chapter, where we're reading about Jesus' first disciples, first men that were going to follow after Jesus, what did they do? What makes somebody a disciple? David, what do I need to do to be a disciple? Look to Jesus. Sophie, point to Jesus. Rod? Invite people to Jesus. Jace.
Confess your faith in Jesus.
Confess your faith in Jesus. And when we do these things, we can be disciples just like they were. No different. We can be disciples just like they were. You look at this list. This may make a sermon one of these days because that's not a bad list. When you look at this list, what is there on this list where we need to work a little bit more? I mean, there's nine things here. Is there anything on this list of nine things that you need to, that I need to do a little bit more of? Have we perfected all nine of them? We got all nine down? Or are there areas for some improvement?